Thank you. Good morning. It's Mother's Day. We have to say Happy Mother's Day, don't we? And I see a lot of mothers here with their families as well, so that's great. Welcome. Welcome today on Mother's Day. We were studying this morning in Bible study, Peter, who professed Christ as the Messiah, the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, "Blessed Simon, son of Jonah." And we stopped and we paused on, why did Jesus say, son of Jonah? He could have stopped there. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah. Then it dawned on us. He was recognizing Jonah, the parent of Simon, Simon Peter, because Jonah raised Peter, didn't he? He raised him. Jonah is obviously the father of Simon, so there was a mother there too, I'm sure. So his parents, the parents led Simon Peter to God, made him receptive to God. So blessed Simon Peter. So again, I raise that point because we have mothers, many mothers here who have raised us with the fathers in the household to know God. And we are so thankful today of them. A couple of other announcements I'd like to draw your attention to. The first is Partners in Mission. We will have a separate offering later in the service. It'll occur after our regular offering, tithes and offering period. So watch for that. And secondly, the May 24th auction and spaghetti dinner, that's coming up. And there will be tickets in the lobby for sale for that after the service. So if you could be mindful of that, be great. Sorry. Right. And with regards to Partners of Mission, Shelley just reminded me, there are extra offering envelopes for that. Linda Ridgewell has extras. If you don't have any, just raise your hand and Linda will get those to you. Okay, we are going to sing our first song, To God Be the Glory, led by the band. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Jesus, that you sent your Son into the world. We thank you, Lord, that he died for the vilest offender, that their sins could be covered by his blood. We thank you for the resurrection, that death was overcome, that hell was overcome. Lord, at this time we ask you to bless our officers, bless the sermon, bless what they will say, but also to hear our voices as we sing, as we present to you our praise and thanksgiving in music. Lord, still our hearts, open our minds, so that we can be receptive to you, to your will. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Morning to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. If you're using the Pew Bibles, as you can see, it's found on page 130. These are the commands, decrees, and the laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord, your God, as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy a long life. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may all go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in the land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be put upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them to your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things that you did not provide, wells that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant, then you will eat and be satisfied. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you from out of Egypt and out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God. Serve him only, and take your oath in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the people around you. For the Lord your God, who is among you, is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land. Do not test the Lord your God as you did in Manasseh. Make sure that you keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and decrees that he has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight, so that it all may go well with you, and that you may go in and take over the good land that God has promised on oath to your forefathers, thrusting out all your enemies before you, as the Lord said. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
So one of the most comforting things that I've found, anyways, is to know that someone is praying for me. Especially with all the trials and temptations that are abound in this world today, it's one of those things to know that someone has your back and at least here and supporting you. And that brings us to the band selection entitled Somebody Prayed for Me. So here's the chorus. Somebody went to the throne of heaven. Somebody lifted my name, bringing me into his holy presence, saying what I could not say. Somebody showed me the face of his mercy when darkness was all I could see. Somebody pleaded the blood of Jesus. Somebody prayed for me.